ever care for me. Rosanna.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. I hope you are all having an easy finals week. It is only fitting that due to finals, it is actually the final episode of tonight's show. Yes, from 11 to 12, you're here with me in the studio. My name is Michael. This is Symposia, but it's actually the last episode of Symposia. We got the email today that the schedule will be ending this week, and so, yeah, this is going to be the last one. But I've been here at WMFO for 4 years. This is my 8th semester here at WMFO. And so it's a little nostalgic, a little bit somber, but exciting for the things that will come. And so I wanted to pay a little bit of tribute tonight to my musical journey, to these 8 wonderful semesters here, being able to be a DJ here at WMFO. So we opened up tonight with Rosanna by Weezer, because that's actually the first song that I ever played here at WMFO. During my training, we each get our 15 minutes of fame on someone else's show, and I opened up my 15 minutes with that song for some reason, and so I thought it's only fitting to start my final episode with that song as well. And so I got this idea from my friend, a fellow DJ, Michelle, who on her show earlier a few days ago, she played a bit of her musical journey, detailing the different semesters that she's been here and some of the songs that have meant something to her. And I did something like that a few weeks ago. I sort of just had a full hour of my musical journey. And so I'm going to do it a little bit differently than what I did that time. I'll talk a little bit more about the songs. I'll give a few honorable mentions. But we'll start here with, I guess, freshman fall, when I came to Tufts. I didn't really, I was still listening to a lot of stuff from high school, which was a lot of oldies, a lot of 20th century rock, a little bit of Motown, 70s rock, British Invasion, and I didn't really have a lot of modern music, which, as we get through the show, will obviously change quite a bit. If you're a frequent listener of the show, you know that I do like quite a lot of 21st alternative and indie. So I actually went through all of my old playlists. The show Symposia used to be called The Clubhouse. It's from an old joke from high school. And so the first episode of The Clubhouse actually opened with this song here, which I'm going to play in a moment. But essentially, when I crafted this playlist, I had about 3 hours worth of music. Over 3 hours, it's close to 3.5, and so I'm gonna kind of be doing a little bit of improv, so hopefully we get through everything, because I want to make sure to play everything, but I also want to talk a little bit about it too. So I'm gonna open up with the Doors song. It's the first song that I played when I had my own show. It was alternating every other week. I think it was Tuesdays at like 3 p.m. And we could only play clean music. This isn't quite so clean, so I don't know why I thought it was okay to do it, but it's close enough. Yeah, I was listening to a lot of Beatles, a lot of Pink Floyd, The Doors. But I also had a little bit of other stuff, and then I started to discover a little bit more modern rock. So hopefully we'll get into some of that. We are going to get into some of that. But first, enough talking. Let's play the music. Here's The Doors. Please enjoy.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, yeah. We chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there. Thank you.
about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta. History.
Yeah, so there we had two classics. We had Break On Through to the Other Side by The Doors and What a Wonderful World by Sam Cooke. I got really into Sam Cooke, I think, my freshman year. He had a wonderful, wonderful artist. Everyone should listen to his stuff. I did a research paper on him, or on one of his songs, A Change Is Gonna Come. That was freshman spring, I think. But that was a little bit of a taste of the stuff that I was coming into college with, some of the stuff I was doing. Freshman fall, I sort of got into more other stuff closer towards winter into the spring. And I'm going to play three songs now, which I think encapsulate a lot of my freshman year spring experience. Essentially, I discovered, I always feel weird saying I discovered, but I found for myself, I guess, three albums that I sort of just listened to on repeat. And when I listen to songs from them, it always takes me back to like sitting in DeWick doing my Calc 2 problem set, because that's just what I did. Like every Wednesday, I just put these three albums on repeat and just do my problem set. And so I'm going to play, it's going to be Jeff Buckley's Grace, The Strokes, Is This It? And, well, I guess fittingly, The Greening Committee, This Is It. I wanted to play some of the other stuff from Jeff Buckley's album, but they're all so long. This is just the shortest song. It's a good one, but it's actually just the shortest song on the album. And that's part of why I picked it now. Just know that I kind of wanted to play Hallelujah. I kind of also wanted to play Lover, You Should Have Come Over, but there's just no time for it. So without further ado, here is Mr. Buckley. I hope you guys enjoy a little taste of freshman spring.
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. I gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by a strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree. Put my heart in its recipe. Makes me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. When I think more than I want to think, I do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. Thank you. jaguar is sweet and heady like my love. Lilac wine. See clearly, isn't that she coming to me nearly here? Lilac wine is sweet and heady. Where's my love? Lilac wine, I feel unsteady. Where's my love? Isn't that she? Or am I just going crazy, dear? Lilac wine, I feel I'm ready for my love. Feel ready for my love. Thank you.
lines passing to leave you behind. You swear you pissed away your whole life only to miss it all. Oh, and now a glass will lay you on your ass if you just watch it fall.
Yeah, so you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Touch Freeform Radio. So, in case you're just tuning in for the first time, my name is Michael, this is Symposia, and we're just doing pretty much an anthology of my musical career in these past 4 years. So we had Lilac Wine by Jeff Buckley, Last Night by The Strokes, and Flint by The Greeting Committee. That was freshman spring. I'm going to have to speed it up a little because we are already almost halfway through, and that was just the first year. but yeah, as I mentioned before, those three albums were kind of pretty encapsulating of that experience, but it's also when I started getting into more indie and alt rock stuff. I think it was actually in the fall of freshman year. I was actually listening to WMFO, and somebody was playing Hippocampus because I think they were coming to Boston. They were going to the show, and that was my first real taste of that sort of sound. I remember liking it a lot. That memory sticks with me. So Hippocampus kind of got me into a lot of this stuff, and then I got really into the Greeting Committee especially, and I went to see them actually in February of 2019. They were opening for the Arkells. I thought they were the performing act, they were the main act. When I printed my tickets and said the Arkells on them, I was very confused. But that's how it started. And then I'm just gonna... Oh, we don't have time for everything. So then, like, sophomore year, I sort of, like, kept on with that track. I was listening to a lot of indie, modern rock stuff. There was this, a few, like, Spotify curated playlists that I listened to a bunch. It was, like, Essential Indie, I think it was called. And it had, like, Vampire Weekend, and it had The Shins, and it had I guess a little bit of Radiohead. The Smiths were on it. It was all these just like stereotypical indie kid songs. And I would just like put it on my phone and I'd walk to class just listening to it. just got me into a lot of this, all of these songs that just sort of stick out. But I found a few like artists that I just kind of enjoyed from it. And I wanted to play a few of those songs specifically, but I feel like there's other ones that I'd rather play and artists that I enjoyed more. But I'm going to play a few songs and then I'll give it another segue. But here is a song that I think speaks a lot to my sophomore year. Here's Break My Stride by Matthew Wilder. I hope you guys enjoy this one.
Slow me down. Oh no, I got to keep on moving. Ain't nothing gonna
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy, misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yes, my favorite PSA. But welcome back, everyone. My name is Michael. This is Symposia. So we had Break My Stride by Matthew Wilder, then Only Friend by Wallows. I got really into Wallows my sophomore year. I would listen to Nothing Happens just on repeat walking around campus. It was a borderline addiction. But I remember the first time I heard it, I was on the T. I was coming back from visiting a friend in Boston. I remember listening through the entire album on the Green Line. Very fond memory of mine. But then partway through sophomore year, we got sent home for COVID, and I sort of dug my heels musically into those few indie artists that I was really into at the time. So I got really into Wallows again, Beach Bunny, Dayglow, Peach Pit. I had been listening to a lot of Rex, who I'm actually going to be, Rex Orange County, who I'm going to be actually seeing tomorrow, which I'm really excited about. But we all had, I guess, our Phoebe Bridgers moments. So that was a big one then. Declan McKenna, that was a big one. I have some music, I guess, from that Boy Pablo, Mac DeMarco. I had a few of those that I wanted to play, but I wanted to focus a bit more on, I guess, when I came back. I have some songs from Junior Fall, I guess it was. So I'm going to play some of those, and they're going to blend, I guess, into Junior. This is just going to be Junior year. just, like, at home with my friends, my housemates, who some of whom are listening tonight. So Sam and Armand, shout out to you guys. We all got really close, shared a lot of music together. I had some music that I played alone in my room as well. So I have some of that in here too, but there's going to be a few of these that, I got from them. I'm very grateful, for all the shared music over the years. But we're going to start here actually with one of my own, a personal favorite. Obviously I can't play all the stuff that I got into, like Arctic Monkeys, or, I have a song from Tessa Violet here that I really want to play, but I don't have time for it. Sarah and the Sundays, I was going to play I'm So Bored, which was, I think they released in May, and it's just so May 2021 to me, because it was the first wave of songs that were released, like right during the COVID spikes, that were just like about just being home and just like nothing happening. And they released that song, and it really, really spoke to me. That's a great one if you get the chance. But I'm going to start here with Cavetown. And, you know, hopefully we get through enough of the music. But here's This Is Home. Enjoy.
Cannot fall in love, but I guess this avoids the stress of falling out of it. Are you tired of me yet? I'm a little sick right now, but I swear when I'm ready I will fly us out of here. Chest and I'll figure out a way to get us out of here.
Let you have it. You could be my heaven. You could be my woman, right? I don't want you having. Anytime I know you're living in a hole. Anytime I know I could let you have it. You could be my heaven. You could be my woman, right? I don't want you having. Anytime I know. She break me, then I fall. I don't know the half of it anymore. Yeah, well, I. I can give a fuck about you. And she can get whatever she needed. The time that she looked at me, you know I felt weak in my knee. Wouldn't try to be fancy, love, you know I can give a fuck about you. You know that I do my role. Be the one you come and close. You always hit on the nose, but never know how you could know. But treat me like a, treat me like a. I don't know where I, why don't you want her?
What?
Treat me like the queen, slap your knees like you've been laughing. I could let you have it, you could be my heaven. You could be my woman, right? I don't want you having. Anytime I know you're living in a home. Anytime I know I could let you have it, you could be my heaven. You could be my woman, right? I don't want you having. Anytime I know. Living in your head, there's a back door.
A jacuzzi, a theater to watch my movies, couple whips and lots of fancy things. The kids they call the goonies. I see the future, crystal ball, mirror, mirror hanging on the wall. Who the flies, white boy of them all? Got your girlfriend screening all the calls. She bubbling, we fucking and you cuddling. Like baby, where the fuck you been? Don't wanna tell you she in love with him. So we ain't saying nothing. You could probably tell she bluffing, cause she kissed you with the mouth. She gave me head with my concussion. All red, wanna rush and go to bed. You interrogate that bitch like you the fed. So she says she in love with a rock star. Rock star, wanna smoke my weed. So she asked me where the tops are. Tops are.
Oh,
top drawer. Blunt, then let me take them home and do anything I want. I said, baby, I can ride ya, just let me get inside ya. I can take you higher if you hit this vaporizer. I got that dope dick, I'll be a supplier. You grabbing on my sheets and hitting notes like you Mariah. Obsessed with me, undressed a freak on ecstasy. I'm out and then she texting me like, what you doing next week, next week?
Welcome back, everyone. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. My name is Michael. This is Symposia. We've been doing an anthology, I suppose, of my musical taste journey. So we had there This Is Home by Cavetown, then Habit by Still Woozy, and The Spins by Mac Miller. As I said, I got a few of those. Still Woozy and Mac Miller came big from my my housemates and my friends. And that was sort of the end of junior year. And then I was still living in Somerville with my friends. I was commuting to Salem to do these. I had jobs, and they were interesting. But it was really cool, because then it was just like the summertime, and the pandemic wasn't really so pressing on everyone. I don't know why. It was just like numbers, cases were down, school was out. It was just a good time sharing a lot of music. I started going to concerts again. I went to see the Backseat Lovers. I went to see Del Water Gap. It was an interesting time, but I got a lot of songs from commuting, so I wanted to play like One Headlight by I think it's the Wallflowers. For some reason, it was like every day, some radio station, either driving to or back from work, would play Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper, and it's a great song, but I just never understood why it was like every Friday at 5 p.m., like the classic rock station felt the need to play Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper. So that to me is very evocative of that summer period. But I can't play all the music I want to. So like I was going to play right now Sao Paulo by Vincent Mango. Actually, no, I'm going to play that one. I like that one a lot. I'm going to skip the other one that I was going to play later, because we have about 5 minutes of music. So we're going to do that. So here is Sao Paulo by Vincent Mango. To me, this is so this summer. I listen to the song a lot. And then we'll play one from the fall, and then I'll talk again as an outro. But so stay tuned for that, I guess. But here is Vincent Mango. Please enjoy.
She stood up and walked out on me as she stepped out of the doorway. It made me feel as if things were not meant to be. World of Aqua for you lovers. 75% of it don't work out for me. So I stay now above the water. Underneath the sea, it's too hard to breathe. Oh, 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 oh. It's just too hard to breathe. Oh, 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 oh. It's just too hard to breathe. Oh, 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 oh. It's just too hard to breathe. Oh, 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 oh. It's just too hard to breathe.
When you're under the sea, and it's too hard to breathe when you're under the sea, and it's too hard to breathe when you're under the sea, and it's too hard to breathe when you're under the sea, and it's too hard to breathe when you're under the sea, and it's too hard to breathe when you're under the sea. I'm
Welcome back. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Michael. This has been Symposia. The songs that you just heard there were Sao Paulo by Vincent Mango and Phoebe by Rip Momney. Rip Momney was an artist I got really into in the fall. He ended up being my number one artist, even though I'd only been listening to him for like a month and a half before they like shut off the counting algorithm. So I absolutely adore that song by him, and I'm glad I got to play it. Kind of last, because we got one more song for you before we close out. It's been a real honor and a privilege getting to be at WMFO over these past 4 years. It wasn't always clear that we would get to have radio shows, especially during COVID. Even today, we're still in the studio, we're wearing masks, but I mean, during the past 2 years, it's been a little bit tough. And I've been very grateful to be able to have my show every week, be able to express myself to all of you over the radio waves. And so I debated a lot about what I wanted my last song to be. excuse me. If you're a listener to the show frequently, you know that I end every week with the Jackson 5, I Want You Back. The reason I started doing that, I've been doing it since, I think, freshman year. I started doing it as a joke because when I was in high school, I was in band and choir, and there was the audio technician for our concerts would end every, he had a set playlist that he would end every show with, that like the concert would end and then he would play this playlist and then like that's how everyone knew to go home. And the first song on the playlist was I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. And so to me, when I started having my show, that's why I started playing it, because to me it felt like the only way to actually to end a performance. And so I started doing it because, I don't know, what else are you going to end with? And so I guess it kind of became a joke and people seemed to like it, so I kept doing it. But I guess things are actually really ending now. So if this is your first time tuning in, if it's your many time listening, tuning in, thank you for a wonderful, wonderful journey. Maybe I'll be back subbing in for someone else another time, but for the time being, this is Michael signing off. Thank you all for tuning in to WMFO Medford. It's been an honor. So for one last time, here's the Jackson 5, I Want You Back. Please enjoy.